Coltrane Spiritual, here on Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. 40 years ago today, February 21st, 1965, Malcolm X was shot dead as he spoke at the Audubon Ballroom in Harlem. He'd just taken the stage when shots rang out, riddling his body with bullets. Malcolm X was 39 years old. At his funeral, the actor and civil rights activist Ozzie Davis hailed Malcolm as, quote, our black shining prince. Today, commemorations are scheduled across the country. In New York, the historic Abyssinian Baptist Church is hosting a national commemoration of Malcolm X with Percy Sutton, Sonia Sanchez, Hakeem Adubuti, Dr. James Turner, Gil Noble, Reverend Herbert Daughtry, M1 of Dead Prez. Later this year, the Audubon Ballroom is scheduled to reopen as the Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz Memorial and Education Center. The center is officially scheduled to open on May, and what would have been Malcolm's 80th birthday. Meanwhile, Columbia University professor Manning Marable is working on a major new biography of Malcolm X. Professor Marable has spent already 10 years researching the book. It's tentatively titled Malcolm X, A Life of Reinvention. Today, Professor Marable joins us in our Firehouse studios to spend the hour to discuss the legacy of Malcolm X as well as some of his new findings. Professor Marable has said, quote, Malcolm X was potentially a new type of world leader, personally drawn up from the wretched of the earth into a political stratosphere of international power, and telling that remarkable true story is the purpose of my biography. Professor Marable's research has raised new questions about the autobiography of Malcolm X, which was written with Alex Haley. Marable has also examined unredacted FBI files, which provide new insight into the role of the FBI and New York Police Department in the assassination of Malcolm X. We'll be joined by Professor Marable in just a moment, but first we begin with Malcolm X himself, and words recorded just a month before he was assassinated. It was January 65. He gave this speech entitled Prospects for Freedom.
When this country here was first being founded, there were 13 colonies. The whites were colonized. They were fed up with this taxation without representation. So some of them stood up and said, liberty or death. Though I went to a white school over here in Mason, Michigan. The white man made the mistake of letting me read his history books. He made the mistake of teaching me that Patrick Henry was a patriot and George Washington wasn't nothing nonviolent about old Pat or George Washington. Liberty or death was what brought about the freedom of whites in this country from the English. They didn't care about the arts. Why, they faced the wrath of the entire British Empire. And in those days, they used to say that the British Empire was so vast and so powerful when the sun would never set on it. This is how big it was. Yet these 13 little scrawny states, tired of taxation without representation, tired of being exploited and oppressed and degraded, told that big British Empire, liberty or death. And here you have 22 million Afro-American black people today catching more hell than Patrick Henry ever saw. And I'm here to tell you, in case you don't know it, that you got a new generation of black people in this country who don't care anything whatsoever about odds. They don't want to hear you, old Uncle Tom, handkerchief heads, talking about the odds. No. This is a new generation. If they're going to draft these young black men and send them over to Korea or South Vietnam to face 800 million Chinese. If you're not afraid of those odds, you shouldn't be afraid of these odds.
Malcolm X, a month before he was assassinated, it was January 1965 at a speech he gave in New York, sponsored by the Militant Labor Forum. This is Democracy Now! We're joined by Professor Manning Marable, one of America's most influential and widely read scholars, professor of history and African American studies at Columbia University, founding director of the Institute for Research in African American Studies, again working on a new biography of Malcolm X. Welcome to Democracy Now!
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
It's great to be with you. Why don't you summarize for us? I mean, you have been studying Malcolm X for more than a decade now.
That's right.
What you think are the most explosive findings, and then throughout the hour we will tease them out and talk about them.
I think that Malcolm X was the most remarkable historical figure produced by Black America in the 20th century. That's a heavy statement, but I think that in his 39 short years of life, Malcolm came to symbolize Black urban America, its culture, its politics, its militancy, its outrage against structural racism. And at the end of his life, a broad internationalist vision of emancipatory power, far better than any other single individual, that he shared with Du Bois and Paul Robeson, a Pan-Africanist internationalist perspective. He shared with Marcus Garvey a commitment to building strong Black institutions. He shared with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. a commitment to peace and the freedom of racialized minorities. He was the first prominent American to attack and to criticize the U.S. role in Southeast Asia, and he came out four square against the Vietnam War in 1964, long before the vast majority of Americans did. So that Malcolm X represents